The mental trifecta of greatness. Humans are goal-seeking organisms. All animals are goal-seeking organisms. But humans are much, much more complex. We were calibrated to live in small, tightly organized groups where everybody knew everybody else growing up. And to make it much simpler, Mother Nature gave us a singular thing to chase. Status, because back then the only way to get any kind of status was to provide real value for others, food, protection, tracking skills, etc. Those who provided the most to society got the most admiration, respect, and recognition from society. This meant status, which meant a lot of sex. So the most productive members would produce the most people of the next generation. And to the extent that productivity was heritable, it created upward pressure on productivity over time. This is why we keep making better and better stuff. We are all programmed to at least want to outdo everybody. How do we do this? There are three very powerful mental programs that help us. At least they helped us back in the day. And they can help us today, but only if you understand them. Two are related: confirmation bias and hindsight bias. Confirmation bias helps us to see only that which we think will help us be more productive, so we can get more status. Hindsight bias helps us to find evidence in our past that we were productive. Both are very, very powerful filters. Our memories are vast, so our hindsight bias helps us to find only the memories that will give us the confidence to move forward. And our confirmation bias helps us to only find the things that will give us evidence that we are indeed moving forward. The third is cognitive dissonance, to block out all the things that might knock us off balance. These three mental programs conspired in the past to keep us on purpose. But today these are seen as mental defects, or worse, to keep us stuck. Our confirmation bias shows us proof in the world why we should stay on the sidelines. Our hindsight bias shows us proof from our memories why we should stay on the sidelines. Our cognitive dissonance keeps us from seeing reasons why we might get off the sidelines. But here's the thing. These three mental programs are supposed to work for you. They are supposed to help you. They were not put there to keep you stuck. Figure out how to get them working for you, and you will see a completely different world, one in which you can absolutely dominate. To learn more, visit mindpersuasion.com/live-training.